Alan in Cheswick next up. Hi, Alan.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What you got?
I'd be much more worried about Derrick Henry than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson still isn't a consistent downfield accurate thrower.
Really?
And
he's completing 70% of his passes and has a quarterback rating of 123.
Yeah, that's all good, but see what he does at the end
great.
Of the game. Yeah, that's great. You're right. But
Thank
Derrick
you.
Henry's the one that I'd be afraid of.
Yeah, that's a valid take, the first part. Yeah, Derrick Henry's terrifying. Terrifying. But I'm telling you, folks, everyone who's listening right now, if you're driving, be careful. Get real close to your radio or your phone right now or whatever. You're listening on the Odyssey app or you're listening to YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube, get real close. You are all sleeping on Lamar Jackson. The Steelers might win the game. The Steelers are very good. It's not going to surprise anybody if the Steelers win the game. But this idea that Lamar Jackson's not a good downfield passer, he's not a good quarterback because he's played four games and only won one of them, I just think you're not looking at
You're not watching the games or following the Ravens this year.
No.
It's different. It is very different.
Last year, he was very good against the Steelers, and they had like 10 drops. Before that, they hadn't played him since 2001. That's ancient flipping history. That doesn't matter. Now, it doesn't mean T.J. Watt can't wreck him. Doesn't mean that a lot of the guys we mentioned, Patrick Queen, Landon Roberts, Deshaun Elliott, can't screw the game up. Doesn't mean Lamar's going to play well. But to underestimate him coming in, you could be in for a rude awakening come Sunday 1 p.m. That's all I'm saying. Respect your opponent.